You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
November is International Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and the Irish Cancer Society's campaign focuses on the early detection of lung cancer. With me in studio is Dr. Jerushka Naidu, consultant medical oncologist at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin and a professor in the RCSI. And on the line is Deirdre Staunton, who's an Irish lung cancer patient. So we'll say good morning to you both. But first of all, on the line, Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning.
Now, you were ambushed by lung cancer. It was the last thing that you could have imagined that you would suffer from.
Oh my gosh, yes, Pat. In March of last year, I was diagnosed with late-stage lung cancer, and it came as a complete shock because although I did have some respiratory symptoms, lung cancer never entered my radar. I mean, it's something that you don't hear a lot about. There's a certain amount of stigma, I suppose, around it. So for me, even though I had shortness of breath when I was out running or climbing hills and mountains, I never, ever put it down to lung cancer. So it was a complete shock when I got the diagnosis.
Now, the first thing that people say about lung cancer, oh, she must have been smoking 40 a day.
Yeah, and that's the sort of stigma that people need to get rid of, you know. I mean, if somebody is diagnosed with a melanoma, people don't look at them and say, oh, sure, you loved the sun. You know, there shouldn't be that stigma. I was a non-smoker. I suppose I would have messed around with cigarettes in my 20s, like a lot of us did, but I hadn't looked at cigarettes in decades. I mean, I was out running. I would have ran 5 kilometres most evenings after work, or I would have done a longer run than that. I would have been climbing mountains, eat well, didn't drink half enough, Pat, and had a very healthy lifestyle, you know, and no history of lung cancer in the family, and wasn't exposed to carcinogens. You know, I didn't go out much, and I was never in smoking zones. So, I had a clean bill of health until I was given that diagnosis.
Now, was it difficult to get a diagnosis? I mean, did they think it was something else when you went to your GP and then further with more specialists?
Well, I thought it was something else, and that's what I'd love to tell anybody who's listening here today. If you have lungs, the bottom line is if you have lungs, you can get lung cancer. You don't have to be a smoker or somebody who works with asbestos or anything like that. So for me, I put down my symptoms to problems with my asthma. I've had asthma since I was a child. So I put down my symptoms, and I had my symptoms for more than 6 months, and I put them down to asthma and perimenopause, like a lot of women do. You know, the tiredness I thought must be perimenopause. And I went to my GP because I was feeling so tired, not because of my respiratory problems, because I was just getting on with them. I really didn't think there were anything sinister, but my tiredness was absolutely shocking. And that's what brought me to the GP. And the day I was leaving my GP surgery after having my bloods taken for hormone levels and vitamin D levels and things like that, as I was putting on my coat, I happened to mention to my GP that I thought my asthma was getting out of control, and I wanted her to refer me to the respiratory physician in our local hospital here in Sligo. So as a prep for that appointment, she actually ordered a chest x-ray and some respiratory function tests for me, which I had done. And the day I had the chest x-ray was the day that they saw the tumours. So I was diagnosed nice and briskly once I actually sought the help. But yeah, it's the seeking of the help that is actually delaying people getting an early diagnosis. In fact, 6 in 10 lung cancer cases in Ireland are diagnosed at stage 3 and stage 4, Pat, according to the National Cancer Registry for Ireland, you know.
Now, you said you were diagnosed with what they call late-stage lung cancer. That was March of 2021, yeah?
Yes.
And here you are chatting away to me. So clearly, something's going right for you.
Well, I suppose it's my attitude that's going right, Pat, and the knowledge that I've now gained about lung cancer. So I suppose in the past, lung cancer was, there was a lot of stigma around it, and it had a very bad prognosis, and it was more or less one size fits all, and the doctors would be able to explain this better, but it was, you know, chemotherapy, radiation and surgery. And that was it, slam dunk, that was you finished. There was no other sort of options. I suppose in the last two decades, there has been research done and a lot of advances. And the scientists are now looking at things called biomarkers on the tumour cells. And I don't know a whole lot about biomarkers, but I do know that they look for mutations, either additions or deletions or rearrangements in the tumour cells' DNA. And when they find certain ones, there's particular types of mutations that will work better with some drugs. So the drugs that they've introduced in recent years are called targeted therapy. And I suppose that's what went well for me. I have a mutation called an EGFR mutation, and it responds really well to a particular type of targeted therapy. So I'm talking to you today simply because I'm on the targeted therapy. I have not got cancer that can be cured, but it can be kept under control.
Okay, so you're doing well. Are you back running again?
My dog doesn't realise we're running, but I run short distances at a very slow pace, so the dog doesn't even realise we're running.
Okay.
But I am doing a bit again, but I'm out walking. I'm doing most things that I used to do, except I've adapted them.
Well,
everything's at a slower pace.
Deirdre, it's very, very encouraging that you are living with lung cancer and being treated and having a good quality of life, which is great to know. Now, Professor Jerushka Naidu, listening to that conversation, she's just joined us. This is about early detection. So what are the things that people should look out for?
Yeah, that's a great question, Pat. So I think early detection is actually a term that is used for patients who don't have symptoms but might actually have the risk factors. And as Deirdre very rightly points out, anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. And 15 to 20% of patients actually are never smokers who may develop lung cancer or have a distant history of light smoking. Having said that, smoking is a risk factor, and age, of course, is a risk factor. If someone is symptomatic, then I suppose that's in a slightly different bucket to early detection. But obviously, at any sign of a symptom, a patient should reach out to their GP or even call the support line of the Irish Cancer Society or consult the Cancer Society website.
Now, something could be very dramatic, like coughing up blood, for example.
Exactly. So the symptoms would be shortness of breath, cough, coughing up of blood and weight loss.
All right. They're people who are now symptomatic. What about the other crowd who are now developing a lung cancer, but they're not symptomatic? How do you even find them in the population?
Yeah, that's a great point. So there's a lot of controversy actually around this idea of early detection. But I think overall it is a good news story. So there were two major clinical trials, one called the NLST and the other called NELSON, that were conducted in the last 10 years. And they showed that doing a low-dose CAT scan of the chest along with a comprehensive MOT of the lung, assessing lung function and things like that, something called a targeted lung health check, can help to pick up lung cancers earlier and allow us to pick up lung cancer at a stage like stage one or two in which our options are more treatable and delivered with curative intent.
But you're not suggesting we screen the entire population, or are you?
No. So these are very focused programs that really focus on a certain age group of patients and those who may have had exposure to cigarette smoking for a certain amount of time and a certain amount.
So, for example, if you worked in a pub before the smoking ban for 10 or 15 years, even though you never smoked yourself, you might be a candidate.
So it's more about actually having smoked yourself. So a number of what they call pack years of smoking and age are the two factors that are used. And actually patients come in and usually have a simple breathing test, something called a PLCO score, that helps to identify who may be most at risk. The UK has had some really great interventions here. There's a great partnership between the Manchester Cancer Institute and Macmillan that has revolutionized this. And we're hoping that this is something that can be explored in Ireland in the future.
Now, when I was a young fellow, there was a regular chest x-ray program to detect tuberculosis, which was still knocking around among children. Does the chest x-ray detect a lung cancer?
So chest x-rays are not sensitive enough for the purposes of early detection. But if somebody is symptomatic, it is certainly a very important first step.
All right. Now, what's your final advice to people listening today? If they've any concerns at all, what should they do? GP first?
Yes. If they have any symptoms, contact your GP. Of course, the Irish Cancer Society, the Cancer Society hotline is another source that you can reach out to. But most importantly, know that anyone with lungs can get lung cancer, and this should be on all of our radars.
Professor Jerushka Naidu, consultant medical oncologist at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin and professor with the RCSI, thank you for joining us. And Deirdre Staunton, who is living with lung cancer and living very well. Deirdre, thank you very much also.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.